Okay, the Flam Heim and Beis, you have the last three lines of the Gemara again. It says, Yator Shema, come and bring your proof. That the Pasuk says, the voice of Titma, when he becomes a Nida, she becomes Tamei, is the Rabbah says, Boyela, that the man that lives with a Nida, he also becomes Tamei. The voice of Titma, we also darshin, the Rabbah says, that not only is Tamei B'yoyim, even though it says Yoyim in the Torah, he's Tamei at night time also. The voice of Titma is the Rabbah says, let his Bezoiv, the Nisha that gives birth, and Bishan she gave birth, like she was the Atuma Zovana, Yishno, Shetzrich, Shetzrich, Zayin, Shibas, Yom, Nikiyim. That even after it finishes the 7 days of Azorch, or the 14 days of Nikiva, she has to have Zayin Nikiyim. She has to have 7 days, she doesn't see any dam, to become Tor from Azoif. So it's like this. Vishleim, the Rav, is very good according to Rav Shita, that Rav holds its one Mayan, the dam comes from one place. Yom Mayan Echadu, Mishim Hochi Boy Shivas Shiva Yom Nikiyim. That's why even after, let's say she gave birth to a Zohar, even after the 7 days passed by, now the 8th day, it's not enough, it's just not to see one day. But she has to stop seeing for the next 7 days to give her a din of Zayin Nikiyim. Because it's one Mokar, one place where it comes from. So if she would see Dam on the 8th and 9th day, that Dam like would be Saisar as Zayin Nikiyim. It's good. But Elul Levi, according to Levi Shita, the Yoma that Levi holds, Shnei Mayonesein, that really there are two different Mayonis, there's two different places where the Dam comes from. That the first 7 days it comes from a Dam Nidus, and after that the Dam Toya comes from a different place altogether. If so, Lomali Shiva, why do you have to have Zion 7 days of Nikiyim? It should be enough to Mashu Sagi, like after the 7 days of Yeledis passed by. So if she stops seeing then, even for 1 minute, a few minutes, if she stops seeing, so then we say, according to Levi, that the Mayan that's Tomei closed up, and any dam she sees now for the next 33 days will be dam toyer. It's like dam blood coming from the nose. If so, to Mashu Sagi, as long as she stops seeing dam for a little bit, that's a proof it closed up the Mayan Tomei. So now the next 7 days, I don't care if she sees dam. Even if she would see dam, it's only dam toyer. So what does she have to wait Zayin Nikiyim for? Smurah says true. According to Levi Ochikoma, this is what the Braisa means to say. Sricha shativ shoik mashu enech nami. She only has to stop seeing dam after the 7 days go by a drop, a little bit of mashu. She yalu lo lishivas nikiyim. Because if she stops seeing dam for a little bit, then according to Levi we say that Mayan closed up. And any dam she sees now for the next 33 days is like a nose bleeding. It's dam toyer. It comes from a different place altogether. So therefore, it's automatically Zayin Nikiyim. You don't have to really wait for Zayin Nikiyim. Zayin Nechnami, according to Levi, as long as you stop seeing a drop, that's enough. Talmud Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. It says we had a Gemara before that Yemei Yibura Oilem Lol Yemei Minikusa. This is halacha before we had the regular Noshim, when they see their period, so their tum at the beginning may slay the tum back 24 hours before Filchus Tyrus. But there are certain ladies that we say Dayashosan, that know when they see, they're only tum from then on, not from before. And one of them was a Manika or a Yeledis, or a Muberis, a pregnant lady. But halacha was, it had to be that they stopped seeing their period for 3 times. If like 3 months went by and they didn't see their period, and then they see dam, then we say it's Dayashosan. They only tell me from then on, not from before. But it has to be they stop seeing for 3 periods already. So it says there, we have before, that Yimei Yibura, the day she's pregnant, Oilem Lo helps along the Yimei Minikusa. Now let's say it was 2 months when she's pregnant, she didn't see, and it was 1 month before when she was nursing, so it was staff together to say she didn't see for 3 months, so now she'll see a period, she'll only be told me Mikan Labo, Dayashosan. And it would in the opposite way, it said, that Yimei Minikusa, day she's nursing, Oilem Lo Yimei Yibura, let's say first she was nursing, and then she became pregnant. So the last month of nursing, she didn't see dam, and then she became pregnant, the next 2 months she didn't see dam, so that's cool, 3 months went by, she didn't see dam, then she'll have a din of Dayashosan. Ketzad, so it explains what's the case talking about. Hevsiko Shtayim Yimei Yibura. First she was pregnant, and she didn't see her period for 2 months. The Yachas then, the Yimei Minikusa. The other case was she was Yeledes, but without any dam. And then she started to nurse, and she didn't see the first month of nursing. So that's cool, 3 months in a row, she didn't see dam. Or else the opposite. It could be Shtayim Yimei Minikusa. 2 months it was when she was nursing, and then she became pregnant. The Yachas, the Yimei Minikusa, and one when she became pregnant. Or else achas somachti b'mevur, it could be 1.5 months when she's pregnant. V'yachas somachti b'mevur, 1.5 months when she's nursing. Is oilin law, all these together, is called 3 months. Oilin law, the gimel oinos. It comes out together, there are 3 periods that she did not see dam. So that's the locha by a menikis or a mulderis, if they skip their period for 3 times, and then they see dam, it's only daishosan. So it's like this. Bishleim on the Rav, it's very good according to Rav Shita, holds that's the omad he holds. Mayi nechadum. And that the Risha stops seeing dam tome. And then the din is a dam is toyer, it's from one place really. If so, Mishamachi, therefore, boy hefsik shalosh einus. It's good why she has to stop seeing 3 months. Like even though she, here was talking about when she was pregnant, she gave birth, and then she started to nurse. So even that, after that, she has to stop seeing dam for 3 months. But Elul Lev, according to Levi Shita, the yom that he holds, Shnei Mayonisein, that the dam that comes out after the 7 days of a Zohar, the next 33 days, it's a different Mayan altogether, it's from a different place, that dam, it's not dam nidus at all, is so lomeli hefsik shalashainis. Why does she have to stop seeing like a period for 3 months? For Marshu Sagi, like once she gave birth and once the 7 days went by, so now for the next 33 days, as long as she stops seeing for a second, that's enough. If she stops seeing a little bit after the 7 days, so we say the Mayan of Tomei closed up, and any dam she sees the next 33 days, or if it's Nekeva, the next 66 days is always dam Toyer. So that's not called dam Nidus at all. So she's still Becheska's not to see dam Nidus. So we don't have to wait the 3 periods, enough just maybe 1 period then. Samaras says, according to Levi, the same teretz. Hochikom, this is what the Brisa means to say. That Tzricha Shetavsik Mashu, that after she gave birth, and after the 7 or 14 days went by, she has to stop seeing dam a little bit. Kedei Yadora, Sheyalu Lo L'Shalashainas, that it should be Oila, into the 3 months, it should be Yalu Lo L'Gimalainas, to say that she did not see dam for 3 months, and therefore she's called the cheska to be a selective dam. She's the cheska not to see dam. Therefore, the dim will be dayishosa. But kopa is not a kash on Levi. Toshma, can be another proof. It says vishovin. They're both beisham and beisilul. They both agree, even though they argue in the loch of meis leis. But they both agree. Beroya achar dam toyer she dayishosa. If they see dam after dam toyer, means she gave birth, and after the 40 days went by Zohar, or the 80 days by Nikeva, then the first time she sees dam, that it's dayishosa, that Isha doesn't have to have meis leis. So it's like this. Bishleim is very good, the Levi, the Yom, the Shnei Mayonis, and the 2 different Mayonis. Bishimhochi, dayishosa. It's very good, why it's dayishosa? Because the Mayis of his last, like, 80 days, we don't say she saw dam, because it's a different Mayan. The Mayan of Nidus was closed up. So therefore, she's the Cheskas Mislekas Domim. That's what even by Shama would agree, you only say Daishosa. She's only Tommy now when she first sees, and not from before. Elul Rab, according to Rab, she did the Yom of the Yolds. That Mayan Echadu, no, it's called one flow of blood. It comes from the same place. Just the Torah says that the next 33 days is torn. So my Daishosa, why according to Beis Shammai, when she sees a period like after the Yimei Toyer, why do we say it's Daishosom? Titma Meyes Lies, she should be tum even back 24 hours, because she was not the Cheska to be Meselekes Damim. She saw Dam in between. Just the Torah said that Dam was Tor. But really she saw Dam? So she's still the Cheska to see Dam. So when she sees Dam now on the 81st day, we should say she should be tummy backwards, Meyes Lies. So Marit says, the Lekes Shois, that it's talking about when she saw dam now on the 81st day, so 24 hours did not pass by it. So therefore, it cannot go back 24 hours. Like 24 hours ago, she was being made toyer. That's why we can't say she's telling me all the way back. So Mer says, okay, good, let's say she saw the dam on the 81st day, in the afternoon. But for Titmum of Kidlupkida, let's say she made a bedika in the morning and she was tore. Then in the afternoon she makes a bedika, she finds herself to be tomei, so we should say she's tomei back from the morning's bedika. Why do you say it's only Dayashoson? Go back at least from the last time she made a bedika. Samara says no. The klal is that Kivu de Meis Leis Leka, since you cannot take this tumma back 24 hours, because she saw now on the 81st day in the afternoon. 24 hours back is on the 80th day in the afternoon. On the 80th day, she's still tall. So you can't go back 24 hours. If so, once you can't bring it back 24 hours, so what then? I'll tell you, mepkid lepkid nami loy gozo barabonim, the bonim to make this gzeira. It's like a loy plug, the bonim only make gzeira. If it's possible to have a tumma going back 24 hours, then they said, but you should know, if you made a bdika in between, it doesn't go back before the bdika. But in the case, even though you made a bdika like here, but since it's not possible at all to go back 24 hours, you do not have the loch of mepkid lepkid either. See if it's not a kash on Rav. Toshma, come on, bring another proof. Also, we had a Gemara before that says, Yoledes Bezoiv, Anisha that gave birth, and she saw 3 days before that, she was a Zova, she saw Dam 3 days in a row before she gave birth. So, she's Tastum a Zovana, She Sofra. Now, the case happened was, she counted Zayinikim, so how the meaner is now, the 7 days passed by for Zohar, and then 7 days of Nikim passed by. But for Loi Tovla, but she did not go to the mikveh yet. For Rosa, and now she sees Dam. So what's the loch of this Dam? Is this Dam Tom or not? So it says, Holcha Beshamel Shittos, and they say, no, the Dam is Tor. Because since it's coming out during the days of Yimei Taira, well, they still Shittos, and the Beshil Shittu was no, since she did not go to the mikveh yet, therefore the Dam is Tomei. Like this. Bishleim Lo is very good according to Rav the Yom Amay Necheru Bishemochi Mitamalach V'Yovish. It's very good why Beisila says she's Tamei. Lamais it's one Mayan. So this Dam that comes out is really Dam Nida. Just the Torah said it's Tor, but according to Beisila, the Torah only says it's Tor after she makes a tefillah, after she went to the mikvah. Before she went to the mikvah, the Torah doesn't say it's Tor. So it's good that it's still Tamei Lach V'Yovish. It's like real Dam Nidus, but Elo the Levi, according to Levi Shita, the Yoma that he holds, Shnei Mayonis saying Levi holds no. Then the Dam comes out during these 33 days. It's like coming out from a different place altogether, it's Dam Tor. So Amay Matamalach B'Yavish. This Dam that comes out is like Dam from the bloody nose. It's like the nose is bleeding. So why should that Dam be Tomei? It's not Dam Tomei altogether. So it's Kasha Levi. So it's Venachanami. Overlook Levi, Levi has to answer and say, nor the Amri Ketanoi, Ketana de Shovin. Isolate the other Tana, the Tana we just put down before, that says Shovin, they both agree that Baroyach Adam Toyer Shadayi Shosa. And we said, Adirabba, that comes out better. According to Levi, it holds Shnei Mayonasein. So Nechmami, Levi would hold like this, that's first Tana. And not like this Tana here, not like this Bryce in Nechmami. This Bryce is a cash on Levi. But Levi doesn't learn like this Bryce. Levi learns like the Bryce before. The boy said another terrorist could be is Bishifas, that she did not stop seeing Dam. Because after the 7 or 14 days were up, she was seeing Dam the last day of the 14th day, and it went to say the straight for the next 7 days. So that's why, even according to Levi, the second mine only starts if the first one stops. But if the first one did not stop, it's continued from that one. So the next question that can be, Ivor Sofrak, it says that she counted Zainikiyam. So Mashma, clearly she stopped seeing. You can't tell me she's still seeing now. You can't say it's a straight flow. It says with Sofra she started to count the Zayinikiyim. So my answer is, Hocho b'yoledes nekeva. We're talking about now she gave birth to a nekeva. Bizaif, and before, right before she gave birth, she had Tumas Zovaron, Askinan. So it's like this. The Shvua Kama Poska. The first week after she gave birth, she didn't see any Dam at all. So those 7 days helped for the Zayinikiyim. Then Shua Bas for the second week, Le Poska, she didn't stop seeing. Ukasava, this Tana holds that Yemei Le Dosa Shein Royaben, like these first 7 days after she gave birth, even though she still Tommy then, but since those 7 days she did not see any Dam, the din is Oidon Law Lesfira Sasivasa. It could be included in the Zayinikiyim. That's what the Bryson means to say. Over here, could be talking about that really the first 7 days she didn't see anything, but then the next 7 days she did see, and even after the last 7 days passed by, the 14th day she was still seeing and it went straight. So that's why, since she didn't stop seeing, that Dam is real Dam Nida still. Therefore, that Dam Beisila says it's Tam Lach V'Yavesh, it's a real Dam Nida. Oh, Malay Ravina Ravash, Ravina says back to Ravashi. Oh, my lord, Rav Shimon Misichra. Shimon told us all we came from this place, Sichra, that Ikla Mazutra Liyasrin, that Mazutra came into the city, and Vidar Shidashin like this, that Hilchos Akavosa de Rav Lechumra, that we passed in like Rav Lechumra to say it's one Mayan. One Mayan means that after the 80 days are up, even though she's still seeing Dam, the Dam is Tomei. because there's one mind, and the Torah says, ready after the 80 days, ready after the 40 days, for Zohar, the dam becomes tummy. Because according to Levi, if you keep on seeing without a stop, it's still dam toyer. So you got to go lechum like Rav. And also, we pass the vehicles like a boss of Levi lechumra. Now, if he's a sophic, what the law is, you have to go lechumra both ways. Or chumra the Levi would be is, like, let's say you finished your 7 days of tumma, and she's still seeing dam, she didn't stop. So according to Levi, since the first mind never stopped, the dam is still tummy. Whereas according to Rav, the Torah says automatically that dam is tor. So we go lechumra both ways. That's the way he paskened. However, Rav Ashi says no. Hilchos HaGavos of the Rav, we paskin like Rav, it's called one mayin. And therefore, as soon as the 80 days are up, she becomes tummy. And as soon as the 7 days are up, she becomes tor. The dam is tor. Bein lekula, bein lechumra. And who are din Dorosh Mareima Rosh Hashanah in this way? Dorosh Mareima, that Hilchos Kavos the Rav, we pass like Rav Taka, Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra. We pass like Rav, Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra. That we hold is called one Mayan. And also, Hilchos Kavos the Rav, that's the Maskon of the Gemara comes out, we pass like Rav here, Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra. We take a Paskin, that this halacha that he led this after she gives birth, that after the 7 or 14 days that she's tore, the pshat is really it's the same place where the dam comes out from. Just that's the gzeras hakosiv that by any cave with the first 14 days is dam tomei, and after that the dam is dam toyer, not because it has to stop and start from a new mayan, even though it's the same mayan, the Torah said that it's tohor. Now the Mishnah says, Hamakasha nido. If Anisha Hamakasha means she's before she gives birth, she has labor pains. And she has seized dam nida, so she's tamei. The Gemara will explain exactly what this means. But koshusa shloishiyum, let's say she had labor pains for 3 days. V'toich yud alef yom, she's really in the middle of the 11 days between one nidus and another nidus. That really, if she would see 3 days in a row dam now, these days, she would become a tamezava. But what happened here was, each day that she saw, she had labor pains. And we'll soon see that's exeras hakosiv, that if she sees dam, b'shas she had labor pains, or b'shas is giving birth, so there has no tumah zava. A tumah zava is only if it comes out not because of the vlad, but because of the kid that made her see the blood, then we say she's tor. See, the case is these 3 days that she sees dam, she has labor pains. But then b'shav saw mace lace, but then the pains went away for 24 hours, and v'yold, and then she gave birth. This is not considered that the vlad caused the dam. That since she stopped seeing, feeling her labor pains for 24 hours, so we say the labor pain she had before was not because of the vlad. It wasn't the birth that caused it, because she stopped for 24 hours. So therefore, when she saw that dam those 3 days, we say it makes her into a zava. Reb Yeshua Aymer, Laila V'yoyim K'leil Shabbos V'yoyimai. That you have to stop feeling the labor pains. The same case. We have 3 days in a row she saw dam, and she had labor pains. And then she stopped having labor pains. So he holds just, not enough just 24 hours, but it has to be a complete night and a complete day. Enough community, let's say the pain stopped in the middle of the night. And then she gave birth the next night. So according to the Tanakhama, 24 hours went by, she'll be tummy. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, no, it has to be a complete night and a complete day. So in that case, where the pains went away in the middle of the night, she'll have to wait another day and another night. So therefore, if she doesn't wait that long, it's still called Yeledes B'Zayif. Now the Mishnah says, now, Sheshavsa, that just says she stopped having the pains, means Minatzar, Filei Minadam. It's enough to say that now, before she gave birth, for 24 hours she stopped having labor pains, even though dam is still coming, so what? Then we'll say she's tummy. That's not called then the dam came because of the later. Kamehi Kishuya, how long can we say she could have these labor pains before she gives birth? That if the labor pains do not stop, so all that time before we consider the dam coming because of the later, and she's tor from Zava. Even 40-50 days. If before she actually gives birth, for the last 50 days in a row, she's having labor pains every single day, so even though she saw dam 3 times in a row during the 11 days, she does not become tamei. Because since she did not stop those labor pains for 24 hours, we say it's one continuous birth. and therefore even before 40 days, 50 days before, she'll be tore from Zava. We have Yudu Aymanol, Daya Chadosh, she can't go back more than 30 days. Only 30 days from the time she gives birth, backwards, if she doesn't stop to play the pains, that's Torah. But more than 30 days is not the cause of the Vlad anymore, that's called Stam, she saw Dam, she'll be Tommy. We have Yosi, we have Shimon Oimrim, and Kishu Yosi Mishtei Shabbos. No, only 2 weeks, that if she has labor pains, so, and then she gives birth, so the last 2 weeks is considered because of the Leda. And any Dam Zobah she saw then, she wouldn't become Tomei. But more than 2 weeks, then we say it's not because of the Vlad of the birth, and it's regular Dam Ziva, she would become Tomei. That's the klal of the Mishnah, that if she sees dam during the 11 days because of the lady, because of the vlad, the Torah says she's tor. So Moros says, now what's in the beginning of the Mishnah? The beginning of the Mishnah says, Hamakasha Nida. Whenever she has labor pains, she's a Nida. For the Gemara, Oto Kol Hamakasha Nida. Does it have to be that every time you have labor pains, you become a Nida, like sometimes you don't see dam then? Some Rav says like this. What it means to say is, Nida Liyayma. What it means to say is that let's say when she has these labor pains, she does see dam, and even though it's during the 11 days, so true, she doesn't become tummy as a zova, but she's tummy that one day, needily yem as a chiddush, that the one day that she sees dam, that's one day she's tummy. That's all, in the error, she goes to the mikveh and she becomes tor. So that's the Mishnah means to say, that a makash, if she sees dam when she's having labor pains, that day she'll have a din of a nida. Ushmul Amashmul says no. Chayshin, we even have to be afraid. Shemati shofa means to say if she sees dam, then that even at night time she's also, because we have to be afraid. Maybe she'll stop seeing, she'll stop feeling the pains, and then maybe this is only the first riya. Maybe tomorrow she'll see again, and the next day she'll see again. So maybe she'll come into a zava gemura. Therefore, feels chayshinon that if you do see, even though she's makashi, even though she's having labor pains now, and she sees blood, you have to be machmir to say that maybe it will eventually be mitzvah to become into a zava, because maybe she'll stop feeling the labor pains for 24 hours, and then it would be a tumah. We have Yitzchak Mitzvah like this. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, HaMekasha Ein Eklum. He holds no, that any time the Isha has labor pains, and that's when she sees dam, and then she gives birth from these labor pains, so she's not tummy at all, not even Mishum Nida. The Mishnah says, Hamakasha Nida. The Mishnah says, no, that when she has labor pain, she does become a Nida. On my Rav, Rav says like this. According to Yitzchak, the Pshat is, if it's during the days now that she becomes a Nida, if she sees this Dam, that is no Tyra. If she sees Dam Nida, even though it's during the labor, still she's Tomei. But if it's after the 7 days of the Nida, and it's during now the 11 days that she becomes a Zava, not a Nida, so during those 11 days, even though she sees Dam, he holds Tahira. Since the Dam came because of the Vlad, because of the labor pains, and then she gave birth right away, so he holds Tahira even that one day. That's what the Yitzchak holds. So that's what the Mishnah means, I'm a Kashmir, not every time. It depends when. If she has labor pains, then it's during the 11 days, then Taka, she's Tahira. But if it's during the time she become a Nida, and Echnami, a Nida she would become. So Torah only says she's Torah from Zava, not from Tumas Nida. So the more of Vatani we learned, this is a Raya. Vatani we learned, how Mekasha, if Isha has labor pains, if you may Nida, if it's during the days now that if she would see Dam, she become a regular Nida, then Nida, and Echnami, she sees Dam now, even though it's because of the Vlad, she becomes a Nida. Be a Meziva, but she sees it during the 11 days after the Nidus, that now she's going to become a Zova, then Torah and Echonami, the Dam that comes out because of a Vlad does not give you any type of Tumah Zova, not even for one day, not even a Zova Katana. Kate, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Kosha saw Yoimecha. Let's say she had labor pains for one day, and she saw Dam that day. Then Vishov saw Shnaim. Then she stopped having the pains for 2 days, and she saw Dam the next 2 days, and Echonami, then she's a Zova, because we don't say the Leda caused the Dam, because she stopped having labor pains. Or you're also, could be a case, what's going to be Shekosha Shoshnayim? For her first 2 days in a row, she had labor pains, that she saw Dam those 2 days. But then the third day, Veshofsa Yemechod, then the third day she stopped feeling the labor pains. And she saw Dam then also. So then again, she would be a Zava. Or you're also, Sheshofsa, the first day she saw Dam, there was no pains. For kosher shah, the second day she saw dam, she had labor pains. For chosu v'shosa, then the third day she sees dam, there's no more labor pains. And so in all these cases, her raise you let us b'zayiv. All these cases considered a regular zava, because the ma'isa we do not say it's the leda that caused her to see this dam, because she stopped feeling the pains before she gave birth for 24 hours. So therefore, we say that what came out before this is not because from the leda. Some the dam came out by itself. Therefore, she would have two mezava. Abba, what's going to be like this? What's going to be shofsa yemechad? First, the first day she sees dam, during the 11th day she could become a zava, and there was no pains. The kosher shoshnayim, then the next 2 days that she saw dam, she had labor pains, and then she gave birth. So then she's tor. That's called the leda. That's called the leda, caused the dam. All your else sheshov shoshnayim. The first 2 days she saw dam, during these 11 days, she was without pains. So that would have made her into a zava. But then the third day she sees, for kosher shoyenecha, the third day that she sees dam, by an isha, she has no tumah zava gedoyla, unless she sees dam 3 days in a row. So the third day that she sees now, she has labor pains, and then she gives birth. So again, that's called the third day was because of the labor, therefore she's not tamei. All year else, even shekoshesha, the first day she saw, it was because of labor pains. Tishofsa, the second day she saw, the pains went away. The chos of the koshesha, but the third day she sees dam now, again, labor pains comes back, and she gave birth because of these labor pains. So again, all these cases, the last cases are, ein ziyuledes tzoyv. These are not considered she has tumah zava, because it's not the zava itself, it's because of the leda, because of the kid, and that the Torah says she's Torah. Now, klola shodavah, what's the general rule over here? Klola shodavah is like this. Klola shodavah is that kushi samach leda, that if she has labor pains before she gives birth, and she sees dam during these labor pains, so ainzu let us preserve, she does not have tumah zava on her. Because since we say it's the vlad, it's the kid, the labor pains that caused her to see dam, the Torah says she's Torah. What's going to be though, shufi samach leleda? Let's say though that 24 hours before she gave birth, she did not have any labor pains. So then we say any dam she saw before was not because of the vlad, and therefore raise your letters bezoiv, yes, that's the case, that she does have two mezover on her, even though she gave birth later, next day. Now, Chananya ben Achai, Reb Yeshua, Chananya, the brother of Yeshua, sounds like this: that kol shechal kishuya b'shlishi shelo. Anytime she has the labor pains on the third day of a zava, and from that she gives birth, afilu kol hayom kula b'shufi. Even though the whole day, the rest of the day, she was without pains, but as long as a little bit of the third day she had labor pains, and then she gave birth at the end of that day, of the fourth day, so it's like to say that day was called a Ria because of the vlad, and therefore she's Torah. Is Ainzu Yuladis Bezoiv? That's Chananya ben Arabachas ben Achai Yerushua's Chiddush. That not that the last day you have to have labor pains the whole day, as long as you have a little bit of labor pains though that day, it's also called the dam that day was because of the Leidom, and therefore she's Torah. So Marcel, what was the time coming to say klolu shodover? What was the general rule? Lasuya, my word, coming to include is lasuya the chananya. It's coming to include this last chiddush or chananya, that the last day when you have the labor pains, you don't have to have the pains the whole day. It's not just to have the pains a little bit. That also makes it that you're called a zava because of the labor, because of the vlad, and therefore you're torn. The other girl says, how do we know this Yisoyed? How do we know that this Yisoyed to say that when Isha sees Zova, because of the Vlad, she's Torah. But if she sees Dam Nidus, the days that she could become a Nidah, then she's Tomei. So how do you know this? The Torah Rabban, remember this. The Pasuk says, Doma, Doma. It says twice the word Doma. So we dashin by the Pasha of Zova, it says the word Doma, as if to dashin that Doma Machmas Atzma, she only becomes a zova if the dam came out of her body by itself. Or really, even though it comes out by inis, but our core point, if it doesn't come out because of the vlad, then she's tamei. But v'loy machmas vlad. But not if the dam comes out because of the vlad. It was because of the labor pain that she gave birth. That's what caused the dam to the zova to come out. She's takator. So whereas atoim, what are you telling me? That machmas vlad. That she's tor if the dam comes out because of the vlad. That's what you're telling me. maybe not that way. Maybe the pastor means to say that any time she sees zava because of an oinus, let's say she ate too much, or let's say she was drinking too much, or ate too much, that also is enough to say that she's tore from zava. Maybe any oinus part is you. When the pasuk says, "V'isha ki yizayv zayv dama," when isha sees zava. So we dash from this already on the summer. Here this post is a rebu, yizav zav, a double lashon to say, even though the zav comes out because of anoinus, means she ate too much, or she jumped, still she's tummy. So kitzur, there's a rebu that says she's tummy, there's a mir to say that she's torn. So Mer says, oh no, what do I do with the post, the first post of dama, that teach us machmas atzma, when does she become a zav, the dam comes out by itself. But v'loy machmas vlad, not if the dam comes out because of the birth. So Mer says, now how do you know this? Omar Ryan, how do you know to see this way? How do you know to say litiris of lad, that if because of the labor pain, because of the labor, she saw the dissolver, she's taketor. All the time it'd be honest. And to say what if the dam comes out because of the honest that she's tomei, maybe the other way. Why don't I say better, mitiranib of lad, that if the dam comes out because of the vlad, how do you know this? Most of this. The reason is, I'm saying she's told the blood comes out because she is tain rachra. When you give birth, we know after the 7 days, after the 14 days, there's dam toyer. So the Sforta said that the tayra goes with the leida. So therefore, we have a pasuk to say that there's no tumah zava. It's mustaver if the leida causes the zava, she's tor. So we're other rabbi more. So the opposite way, metar rani b'yonis. Let me say rather, if she sees the dam because of an oinus, she should be tor. Why? She can oinus be zav tor, because by a man, if a man sees zav because of an oinus, he eats too much, he drinks too much, he's tor. So since we see oinus partners by a zav by a man, maybe partners by an isha also. So Mor says no. Hash the miyu b'isha kaminan. So for right now we're talking about an isha, and oinus b'isha liashkechon. We don't find anywhere that if dam comes out because of an oinus, that she should be tor. So therefore, that's the svara. The dam comes out because of a leida she's tor. Because anyway, after the leida, this dam toy. Watch.